From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean countries a step closer to harsher penalties for drug traffickers. The final day of the fourth test in Barbados, and the tension flares amongst commentators. And writer V.S. Naipaul explains why he feels Indians are isolated in Trinidad. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbados and Jamaica are pushing ahead with the introduction of new legislation which will allow much harsher penalties to be imposed on drug traffickers. The Barbados Attorney General, Maurice King, who is one of several CARICOM ministers attending a World Ministerial Drugs Summit in London, told Sandra Baptiste that two new pieces of legislation are about to be debated in the Barbados Parliament.
Mr. King says the Barbados Cabinet last Thursday gave the go-ahead for the long-mooted legislation to impose stiffer penalties for persons convicted of drug-related offences and to seize the assets of convicted offenders. He says amendments to the narcotics drugs legislation, namely the Drug Abuse Prevention and Control Act and the Proceeds of Crime Act, were due to have their first reading in Parliament today. The Attorney General says the Barbados government hopes the new laws will have a serious effect in dampening illegal drug activities.
It does provide for the creation of a whole new series of offences as required by the Vienna Convention, provide for increased penalties in relation to drugs offences. It provides for specific offences in relation to trafficking near schools or near social institutions.